Podcast. We normally like to have a lot of fun. We have some laughs, but we're going to get real now.
That's right. This is the part on the Woody and Jim show where we decide to
get real.
This is a game that Jim is forcing us on us.
Yeah. I have this game at home that has like really deep questions.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, that'd be great if we all answer deep questions. They get progressively more invasive,
personal,
as they go on.
Okay.
There's three of us. There's three questions. They get harder. We drew straws.
Mm-hmm.
I got lucky. I get level one,
which is of course the least invasive question.
Yeah, okay. It's not terribly. I got to find out what it is.
Okay.
My wife pulled these aside for me. Okay. Let's see. My question that I have to answer that is a little deeper than your actual conversations here. It says, who do you admire? All right, who do I admire? I'm gonna go, like, instead of going with people you wouldn't know, I'm gonna pick somebody famous.
Okay.
And I'm reading a book he wrote right now. I'm gonna say Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's somebody.
I love Tom Hanks. I respect Tom Hanks. I love what he does for veterans.
Yeah.
He's really great at what he does. And he seems to be like just a really, really good person.
Yeah.
You know, he's come to Nashville, and it's always like everybody's experience with him. You never get one of those, oh, what do you find out about the real Tom Hanks?
Yeah, right. He seems like a really genuine person.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Tom Hanks.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next person to play the game, Get Real, is Gina.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Gina, I'm gonna reveal your question now. We'll take a break and let you think about it. But everybody's going to get to hear what the question is that you're going to have to answer.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So there it is.
It was long.
Here it is. I know it's a whole sentence.
Yeah. You want me to read it?
Yeah. Tell everybody what you're going to have to answer.
Okay. What is your least favorite trait within yourself?
So we're asking you to knock down any self-esteem that you may have about yourself.
Yeah, and I'm an open book. Like, I will tell you anything about me, but I am not a very introspective person. I'm not a very like deep person. So these types of games are hard for me because I have to like dig deep, you know?
Okay. Where we don't like to go sometimes.
Right, yeah. And it's not that I don't like to go. Well, maybe I have issues I need to figure out. I don't know. So maybe that's the least favorite trait within myself. I also bite my fingernails, so I don't like that about myself.
Okay.
Is it because you're nervous? Is it because you just like always have to chew on something? Like,
oral fixation or whatever. Yeah.
I know people that destroy pens and
yeah. So using your fingers instead of, you know, dipping skull or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That or like if I'm stressed or if I'm bored.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of the time. Or if I'm like concentrating really hard on something. Yeah, I don't know, it's weird. I also have a hard time remembering names when I meet people.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard for me too.
Yeah. So I guess I gave you like 14 things, but there you go.
But the important thing is you got real.
Yeah, I got real and I dug deep.
Okay, so now it's my turn. We did it in random order, and I get the third question, which is, I guess, a little bit more invasive than the first two.
This is level 3 deep. It's time to get real. Woody, here is your question. Let's find out what it is.
All right.
You'll be answering.
What is one personality trait your parents passed down to you that you wish they hadn't?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to say being a procrastinator.
Oh.
Because my mother was that way.
Yeah.
My father, you know, was rarely around, so I don't know if he passed anything on to me at all. But my mother was like one of those kind of people like, well, we'll get around to it later. Mm. And then
now that's you.
Yeah, and that's me. You can ask my girlfriend. I put things off and put it off and put it off. And
yeah.
Put it off. I wish I didn't do that. I wish I could go get things done and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'll put it off. I joked about, you know, if they had a pill that would help you get over procrastination, I would take it,
yeah,
but not till tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yeah,
if
that's
then.
Yeah, I wish I could, you know, get things done and not put things off.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good answer.
That is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like something you wish that she put off giving you.
Right, right. Exactly. But yeah, I love my mom very much. But yeah, she was a procrastinator and would like never get around to finishing something.
Yeah.
And I am that way too. So
there's the real Woody.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we should mention yesterday at this time, we talked about the Pepto-Bismol colored yes. Cybertruck.
And all Cybertrucks.
And we asked your question,
yeah. We really went on a rant about Cybertrucks and how ugly they are. But yes, the Pepto-Bismol one that's in Franklin that's like super pink, that looks like, I mean, like once you look at it, you feel like you need to take Pepto-Bismol.
It is. Yeah. It makes your stomach hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gina, you posted it yesterday.
I did. Yeah.
Tell us about what you found out.
Yeah, so I posted a poll on our Instagram. So if you're not following, go ahead and follow. But yeah, I asked if people loved it, gotta have it, or if they thought it was the ugliest car they've ever seen. And it is the ugliest car most people have seen.
How was it? Was it 55-45 or was it decisive?
I would say decisive. It was 98% to 2%.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a little lopsided. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you could say the overwhelming majority does not like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And if you're the owner of that pink Tesla, sorry.
Yeah.
But you know what you did.
Maybe
you deserve it.
Maybe they're really good at Mary Kay, and that's like their new incentive.
There you go.
Yeah, the pink Cadillacs, you get a pink Cybertruck.
Yeah, and it's the first. That was the first step, was doing the pink, and then next you'll see Mary Kay all over it.
Mm. Exactly. All maybe it was halfway through getting labeled.
Yeah.
Right. Now they're expecting, they say, 5 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow.
Yeah, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good range of kind of Nashville and surrounding area.
And it could start around the time you're going to work, or it could happen around noontime or so. A lot of different theories on when it's going to happen. Yeah.
It could not happen.
Yeah. That's
right.
True.
There's been a lot of...
It is Middle Tennessee. You never know. If you don't like the weather, just wait a second.
I call them nothing burger forecasts, where they go, it's going to come. It's coming. It's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. Oh, no. It's fine.
JK. Yeah.
They, you know, at the beginning of the school year, everybody always takes pictures of their kids going off to school with their backpack on.
Yeah.
The new version of that is just showing pictures of the empty shelves at Kroger and Publix.
There was a post in the Nashville Girls Group on Facebook, and they were like, does anywhere have food? Everybody was like, where can I go get food? And all, you know, everybody's like, oh, Aldi here, Kroger here.
Right,
right. Is there any place with food? Yeah. I love that.
But, you know, I know if you haven't done it yet, you have to go out and panic and get some of that stuff today. But, you know, be nice to the people who work at grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're stressed out, too.
I'm sure.
They're probably more stressed out than you are.
Totally.
And just...
because they got to deal with folks like you.
And annoyed. Yeah. Yeah.
Be the person that makes their day a little better, not worse.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw one out there, like a public thank you. You're a hero. Because the other day, my wife's car battery died.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go to AutoZone in Hermitage, because that's where we bought it. And it was under warranty. And they said, yeah, we'll replace it.
Oh, great.
But, and they're great because they'll come out and do it.
Yeah, they actually change the battery. I've had that at AutoZone, too, where they come out and actually change it for you.
So cool.
Yeah.
So David, the young guy who came out with no gloves on.
Wow.
And was, like, touching metal the whole time, replacing my wife's battery. You're a hero.
Shout out, David.
Yeah.
Give it up for David.
Did he tell you to stay warm inside the store while I did it?
No, because before he would even have a chance, I said, while you do that, I'm sitting in the car. So he was probably going to say that, but I just like didn't give him a chance.
Beat him to it.
All right. So salute the heroes today and just be nice to each other, because I know the goodwill we had toward humans over the holidays is long gone now.
Right.
Resuscitate
it. Now it's like, you know, Walking Dead, everyone for themselves.
Right. Yeah.
So just be nice. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online, goingpostalbrentwood.com.
Your shipping and printing super center.
All right. Representing the ladies in the audience, we have Jackie in Mount Juliet. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello. And for the guys, we have Jason in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's going well.
Hey, the winner is
going
to get tickets to see the Nashville Predators play on Saturday night in Smashville,
yep,
right?
Against Washington. All right, here we go. Let's get you guys warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. And we'll start with you, Jackie. If you could meet anyone in history, who would it be?
Robin Williams?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, that, how interesting would that be?
Yeah, he'd be a fun guy to hang
out
with for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just loved him, that sweet soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We miss him. What about you, Jason? If you could meet anyone in history, who would it be?
I'd say John Candy.
Classic comedian John Candy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
SCTV. He did, he was in so many great things.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
He's good. He was very good.
Oh, yeah. Another one we lost too soon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, each of you have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can yell out screw, and we'll give your question to your opponent. But here's the rub. If they get it right, they steal your point. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing it. Nothing, really.
All right. Jackie, multiple choice for the first one. Here we go. In an NHL hockey game, the goalie stands in an area they call the crease. Is the ice in the crease white, blue, or red?
Wait.
It is blue.
It is blue. Good job.
Yes. Speak up nice and loud for us, Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're old.
Oh,
we can't hear anything.
What?
What? Can you hear an egg? That's blue.
There you go. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
All
Jason's
right.
turn.
Yes. Jason, is Barefoot a brand of wine, shampoo, or moisturizer?
That is wine.
It is wine.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Tied up one apiece.
Okay.
All right. Jackie, clove hitch, slip, and square are types of what thing that Boy Scouts learn?
Knots.
Way to go.
Right. Good job.
Nice. Okay, so far everybody's doing great. Let's see if Jason can continue it.
What streaming service is home to the Love is Blind reality show?
That is Netflix.
Nice.
Netflix. Very good.
All right, you guys are just whipping through these things without any problem. Let's see if we can trip you up somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, Jackie, what car company sells the Titan pickup truck?
Toyota.
No. It's a Nissan truck.
Nissan, I knew it.
Okay.
Well, you'll
know
that's
next,
all right.
You'll know next time.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Yeah. What was the name of Kate Winslet's character in Titanic?
Oh, that is
All right. You're going to kick yourself.
Yeah. It's Rose.
It was Rose.
Rose.
You knew
it.
Yeah.
Jackie knew it, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay, we are tied up 2-2. How do we break the tie?
We break it with kind of name that song lyrically. Okay, so you can have up to 5 lines from a song. And if you can name the song after you hear the amount of lines, then you'll be the winner. But we start with our lady, Jackie. Out of 5, how many lines from that song do you think you need to name it?
6.
Well, you can only 5 is the limit. That's where you start. You can only go 5 or lower. Okay, she says 5.
She's trying to cheat the system.
I'll take 15, Jim. Okay, it has to be less than 5. Yeah.
Okay, she says 5. Jason, can you do it in less than 5?
Let's go 4.
4. Okay, ooh, back to you, Jackie.
Do you want to do it in 3 or make him do it in
3?
3, ooh, she says. Man. Jason, can you go lower?
I'm going to let her have it.
All right.
Okay.
She's got 3 lines to name the song. It's totally a hit, so let's see if you can name it. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
What song is that?
Screw.
You can't use the screw here. Yeah, it's only in the regular round can you use the screw. Sorry, we can't give it to you.
That was Dancing in the Dark.
By Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right.
So
well
Jason
done.
Is our winner. Hey. Wow, that went to went to the farthest ends of the universe to get a winner. We commend both of you for playing. Jackie, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Jason, we got tickets for you to go see our Nashville Predators take on the Washington Capitals Saturday night Bridgestone Arena.
All right. If you'd like to play Gender Wars tomorrow, let us know. You can reach out to us on any social media. We'll play it at 7:20 and also at 8:20 tomorrow morning. Three things you want to know this morning.
We have celebrities who have lost their homes, and we were kind of talking about this off the air in the wildfires in L.A. County. Sometimes we go like, oh, yeah, well, they lost their home. But they have 10 other homes, and
right.
one in
yeah.
Aspen and one in, if you think about it, and this is true, it's heartbreaking because this is where they raise their families
yeah.
and everybody's home that has been lost due to these fires is awful. But since we know these people, it kind of puts a name and a face to what's happening out there. So some of the people that have lost their home so far. Let's see. Paris Hilton. I know she probably could stay anywhere.
She's got a bunch of houses. Sure.
Yeah. Billy Crystal has lost his home. Mm. Anna Faris. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
Wow. Yeah.
The list keeps going on and on.
I saw Ricky Lake.
Former talk show host. Kate Beckinsale. Mandy Moore lost her home.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. And one of the latest fires, Gina, you were just telling us, is now encroaching on the famous Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
Right. The iconic Hollywood sign.
Are on there.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's entire schools that have burned.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It is. I guess it's the worst fire they've ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Coming up next month is going to be the Daytona 500, the first NASCAR race of the year.
Ooh.
And Busch Light is doing something kind of fun. They're calling it Datetona. They're doing speed dating on the racetrack. They're going to take people who want to get to know each other, put them in a NASCAR, and obviously they'll have a professional driver. They're not going to just give them the car. And so they'll get to speed date while they're taking a couple laps around the racetrack.
Wow.
At 200 miles an hour. So
wow.
That's kind of fun. Huh. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a once-in-a-lifetime date.
Yeah, right? No kidding, yeah.
Great story.
Yeah.
If you end up together.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that is. Bonnaroo Festival released its lineup for the summer.
Yeah.
So some headliners are, the headliners are Luke Combs, Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, who's been having a heck of a year,
mm-hmm.
And Hozier.
Yep.
And then some honorable mentions, Nelly, Avril Lavigne. And then tickets are available at 10 o'clock today, and it's going to be, they're the lowest prices that you can get them. But then prices go up at 11.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you got to get in there early.
So you have an hour window of getting the cheap tickets, and then the prices go up. I don't know how much they're going to go up, but...
Let the frenzy begin. At
right.
Yeah.
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 See
you
how
ever
long
been to Bonnaroo?
Is.
It's a fun experience. Just the whole, people watching is always a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
And the amazing contact high you get from just hanging around people. I think we all definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Gina, what you got?
So a local 88-year-old Navy vet passed away last month. And he was only survived by his brother, three nieces, and a nephew. So his brother kind of felt bad that it was only going to be him and his wife who would show up to the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So his niece took to social media and was like, hey, if anybody's in town, would you come to my uncle's funeral? He's a Navy vet, all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it got picked up by country singer John Rich.
Yeah.
So he blasted it out to his social media. And was like, if I'm able to, I'll show up as well.
Yeah.
Well, hundreds of people showed up.
Oh, that's very cool.
Oh, that's great.
And John Rich ended up coming out as well. And then they had an online guest book, and hundreds more ended up, commenting on it and just thanking
sweet.
Him for his service and wishing the family
well.
Oh,
that's very cool. And they thought there was only going to be a couple people there, and they had a whole slew of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Especially for a vet, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
When, somebody gets that old, they don't have a lot of contemporaries to, to join and honor.
Right.
And they didn't let him pass away unnoticed.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I like that.
Yep.
There you go.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Woody and Jim Mood Boost on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, it's Woody and Jim in the morning. That's where you'll find us right now on 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. It's kind of funny. This song always reminds me. I remember years ago, my mom saying, I really like that song about that girl who sings about how she'll survive. What's the name of that? And I said, I Will Survive. No, that's not it. I think we've all had parent conversations. Like, no, that's oh, not it. Yeah.
Well, anybody out there who's trying to look for a job is probably going, I don't know if I'm going to survive.
Yes.
It's very hard, especially nowadays, when you have to just submit everything online and
right.
you have to upload your resume and do all this stuff. And you try to, like, if you have to try to cater it to the job that you're trying to find, it's just really time consuming.
Yes.
And this one guy actually used AI to apply to 1,000 jobs.
Really?
And then just, like, let it do it while he slept. Okay. And like what it did was it would go in and it would look at whatever the job opportunity it was.
Yeah.
And then it would like kind of cater his resume to kind of fit that job, like highlight the things that would be most important to try to get that job.
So it was stuff that he was really capable of. It wasn't like
it didn't
it
make
was just
stuff
making
up.
Lies.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
It was
rearranged his resume.
Exactly.
Okay.
It just wrote it in the
okay.
way best way
okay.
for that each job, and it did it for him. I mean, I a year ago I was in the same position looking for a job, and
yes,
it
me
just
too.
Just looking for one job online would take like an hour at the very least because you were. You have to register and do all this stuff. So this guy, I totally get why he wanted some AI to do it for
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked.
Wow.
He got 50 job interview offers. Okay, so not offers for the job, but at least for the interview.
For the interview.
Okay.
So you say he put out like 1,000 of them and then he got 50 responses. That's not too bad,
that's
I guess.
That's not too bad.
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because I remember going... weeks at a time where I would, it was a full-time job.
It's a full-time job to find a job.
To find
yes,
a job.
That's true.
And then never get a response.
Right.
From anybody. Mm-hmm. So some people on the internet are saying that this guy has kind of, he's done it the lazy way. Who would hire anybody who would just like, you know, hand the job off to AI? And other people are saying, well, the guy is brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, he's applying for jobs in a very 2025 way.
Yeah.
Efficient.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Okay. And I kind of think like, okay, well, the AI doesn't get the job for him. He's still got to go on the interviews.
Yeah. You can't. ChatGPT won't sit beside you.
No.
Exactly.
And some of the applications are silly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like all of the steps you have to go through. All like, so if there's a kind of a cheat code, why not?
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Taking advantage you can, yeah.
If I was interviewing the person who did this.
Yeah.
And they said this, I used AI and I got 50 responses, I would be impressed.
Yeah.
I'd be saying, you know what? You used your time wisely.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like he had to put some work in for AI to do this.
Right.
You know, like he had to figure out how to get AI to do this.
Yeah.
So he put in the work just in a different way.
Yeah. Smartly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He worked smarter and not harder.
Yeah.
I know.
Words to live by.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, this guy, I don't even know if this guy needs a job because I know I would have paid somebody to do this. And if he's got it all figured out, I would just say, here's my stuff.
Right.
Do what you did for me.
Yeah.
Are you
he should get a job
clients?
Of getting other people jobs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come up in October, we have a trip to Italy, and we would love you to come with us.
Yeah. So if you've always said, like, this is my dream trip, I would like to go to Rome. I would like to go visit the Amalfi Coast of Italy and, you know, taste the food there, see the historic sites like the Colosseum.
Right.
And, St. Peter's.
Yeah, and the ruins of Pompeii.
That would be cool.
Yeah, actually, in 2019, my son Alex was stationed there in the Navy and went to Naples and we went to like Pompeii and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Amalfi Coast is beautiful. It's much cooler than the rest of the country, you know, because it was like a heat wave when we were there and it was like really nice there.
Right.
And it smelled like lemons. They have lemon groves all around.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
So if you've always dreamed of it, and maybe this is finally the point in your life where you're like, well, we've saved up, or we don't have all those expenses, and you know we deserve this.
Yeah.
You can go to Rome and the Amalfi Coast for a 10-day trip. We'll be there going there with you.
Yes.
And
but you should have fun anyway.
I know. You can totally
don't let
ignore
that deter
us.
You.
Yeah, you can
slip the tour guide like $10 for the bus to leave without us.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay.
Woody and Jim are still in the hotel. Let's go.
That's right. But this is, I mean, really, for a trip, a 10-day trip to Rome, it's affordable, and you're not getting like bargain basement stuff.
No,
you are
all
staying at 5-star hotels.
Wow!
I was just looking at the hotel in Rome, which is the Hotel Aria Palace.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Nice.
The rooms are beautiful. Sometimes you've seen things where you know, oh yeah, we had a great time, but we had to stay in a phone booth of a hotel room.
Right.
No. These are
nice.
It's gorgeous. You're going to have the best meals. And the people that put it together, Colette Travel, they have been doing this for 100 years.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Nobody knows how to do this better than they do. They take all the worry and thought out of it for you and just let you enjoy it.
Right. Now, there'll be no stress for you because you just, you know, they take care of everything.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to worry about anything.
I know.
Just worry about having the best time ever.
I know. And seeing all these things that are thousands of years old. I mean, like, you go to the oldest thing in the United States, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's a couple hundred years old. You go there, and like, well, this one is 2,500 years old.
Yeah.
You know, like,
next to a sign that says, Joe Biden was here. I don't know. I saw that on Facebook.
Unnecessary. if you want to find out more about it, like, talk to somebody you'd love to travel with. And, I mean, you can go by yourself. You can go as a group or as a couple.
Right.
However you want to do it. But go to totallyhitsnashville.com. Start planning now. And, you know, in October, we could all be going to Rome.
Yeah.
And they do have a, like, full refund policy up to the day before you travel.
Right.
So,
if
like,
suddenly, for some reason, you can't go. Yeah.
You're worried.
So that's good. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there you go. Go to totallyhitsnashville.com. Okay, three things you want to know this morning.
So out in California, they're dealing with the wildfires. Here in the Nashville, Middle Tennessee area, we're dealing with getting ready for a snowstorm by our standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Florida, it's getting very cold, and it's for the first time this year, they've issued the falling iguana alert.
Oh, the ones that, yeah, that they kind of hibernate and they freeze and lick.
Yes. Here's the deal. Like, if it gets under a certain temperature in the 30s, I believe, iguanas that like live up in trees and crawl around on branches, they freeze because it's cold, and then they drop from the trees, and so there's like kind of a falling iguanas alert that they put out.
I don't think I knew Florida had iguanas.
Yeah, but usually you don't notice because they're up in the trees.
Right.
But now they're falling?
Now they're falling. They could land on you and...
Oh my gosh, they could knock you out.
They could. But here's the deal. If for some reason you are getting ready to like escape our weather and you're going to go to Florida, and if you're ever there with an iguana alert, they say it looks like the iguana is dead, but it's not.
It's just kind of hibernating.
Yeah. He's okay.
Oh,
they survive the fall.
Okay.
When the sun comes up later and the temperatures get fine, mm-hmm. they just crawl away and go back about their business.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just the falling part you have to worry
right.
about.
Iguana said knock you out.
Yeah.
I love that LL Cool J song.
That? A falling iguana.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
Wear a helmet in Florida.
Exactly. Wow. People don't like using the phone as a phone anymore. You know, we've witnessed
true.
That. A lot of people will not call.
Yep.
People prefer texting, or some people will never answer the phone at all. There is a college in England that is offering a phone course on how to use a phone as they battle against telephobia. I guess some of the homework assignments might be, you know, to call up a restaurant and ask what hours they're open, you know, instead of Googling it, or calling up a store and ask if they have something in stock and talking to an actual human.
Okay, I'm not going to name which one of my children would have taken this if this was offered in college because they needed it.
because they were terrified to talk on the phone, but they were so terrified that they would not take the course because right. it would mean that they would have to talk to somebody
on
the phone.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
See, yeah.
Jeez,
it's so 2025.
Oh, man. Well, you two obviously aren't women, but you both have daughters, so you guys can relate a little bit to this. But there is a proposal put in place in Knoxville right now where you can get free tampons and pads in all the girls' bathrooms at schools.
That's awesome.
It is. It really is. I think, especially at that time of your life,
right?
It's such an awkward thing to talk about.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is go to the bathroom or need to go to the bathroom and you don't have what you need and you have to ask somebody.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just such a weird, uncomfortable feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So for those to be, and sometimes, I don't know if you guys know this, but we don't know it's coming sometimes.
Right.
So we go to the bathroom and we have a present.
All of a sudden.
And so to have that there if you're not prepared is a saving grace. So
yeah, I know I've talked to parents that have said that their daughter would not go to school if that was going on because they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
They don't want to deal with it.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. There's and so if we can eliminate one thing to prevent that, I think we should take those steps.
That should be free anyway. I mean,
don't
really.
Get me started.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not our choice.
Because we love you more than our own personal safety, we will be here tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We will guide through this. We'll get through this together.
Yes.
Exactly.
Also, we have tickets to give away to Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick in concert.
Yeah.
I'll be giving those away during Gender Wars at 8:20. So that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. There's no excuse not to call because you'll be home.
I know.
Right.
You're snowed in.
Yep.
Might as well do something.
If you're on the side of the road in a ditch and you can't get out.
Yeah.
Yep. Win a prize.
Yes. Prize. What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Well, I woke up with a strained muscle or something in my back. So
that's why working out is so dangerous.
I know. I felt fine, but woke up and I'm hurting. So I have some like online stuff to do on my laptop and like, pay bills and fun things. So I think I might just veg out on the couch, kick back, and do some of that stuff today with a little heating pad.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going over to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital to play bingo with the kids today.
Yeah. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Which is like the highlight of everything. We just have the best time there.
Yeah.
And then later tonight, I'm going over to a friend's house. They're going to be doing it like they're doing like a trivia night at church.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And so we're all getting together to make up the trivia questions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so, very cool.
Are they going to be like church and Bible related, or is it more broad?
I think just general kind of like, Trivial Pursuit kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I'll be doing the Vanderbilt thing too, along with the kids. And then I'm sure I'll have to stop by Kroger to buy something.
Yeah, I think that's my place.
Because I just love it. I love crowd surfing. Trying to get to the register. It's always fun.
To mosh pit. To get to the register. We've got to go through it.
Y'all be safe. We'll see you later.